Start the recording here and welcome everybody here to this vision board workshop. I know it might sound a little out there, like a vision board, or you could call it a dream board or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're doing it, actually.
Is that you, Lynn?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm going to put you on mute for just a moment, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I've got a friend doing it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So, and the reason I chose this particular weekend, besides the fact in the Gregorian calendar, it's the beginning of a new year. It's also, if you follow in Christian tradition, the 12 days of Christmas, it's the Epiphany. And so that's the whole idea of light coming into our life. And there's a new moon. There's all sorts of reasons that this is a great time to really see what it is you want for your life, whether it be for this month, the next 3 months, this next year, or however long. Much like with Dr. Rita Marie, and we do lab testing of all sorts, we can do the same thing with who we are, with our spirit. So you can make this one now and have it ready, have it there, and we're going to talk about how it applies to your life, like make action plans from it. But then maybe on your calendar, schedule in 3 to 5 months to revisit your vision board and see what has changed. Has anything come to fruition? And maybe you want to make another vision board or alter this one or something. So this is just a visual tool that you can use to assess your life in all parts. So, that being said, I'm going to take a few moments to just kind of do kind of a heart mathy type meditation where we have some stillness and we can hear ourselves and feel ourselves. Many times I ask people to put their hand on their heart just to feel your own heartbeat. Feel your body. Feel that gift that you have today of this day, and you are here, and that makes you victorious right there. So put your hand on your heart if it feels right, and just have some stillness to feel your heartbeat. And as you feel your heartbeat, do you feel your breath? Where do you feel that in your body? You might have thoughts that come up for you as you do this, just in this silence. If something comes up, maybe make a note, write it down, and release it. And in this silence, we're going to become aware of our full body, of all of us. So start at your feet. Is your feet firmly planted on the ground? Are your feet firmly planted on the ground? Do you feel the ground beneath you? What do your feet feel like? Do they tingle? Do you feel the energy in your feet? Like you wiggle your toes and you can feel your feet. moving your awareness from your feet up through your ankles and into your calves. It's okay at this point to remove your hand from your heart and grasp a hold of your calves. Squeeze your calves. Really feel that. Let your calf know that you see it, you recognize it. Move it down into your ankle, on your foot, kind of move your foot around, maybe play with your toes a little bit. Do this on each side. And just look at your body. Open your eyes and look at your body. Look at your toes, your lovely toes, the arch of your foot, the ball, the heel, the ankle. Just grasp it and feel it. Feel your calf. You know, what does that feel like? So many times, when we look at our body, we kind of critique it. And today we're going to do something that has us looking at the gift that is our body. And so look at your calf, look at your knees, put your hands on your knees. Just feel them. You know, there's bones there. Maybe your knees are puffy. Maybe there's some inflammation. You know, just it's okay. However it presents itself to you, it's okay. They are your knees. And then move up to your thighs. I'm looking at my thighs going, oh, there's a lot to love there today. You know, but that's okay. I'm loving my body. It's all there. And it feels good as I'm sitting here kind of massaging it, moving it around. It feels good. You can, if you want to stand up, you can. You can kind of grab your tush, give yourself a little squeeze there, going, oh, love it this morning, honey. You know? And then grab your belly. You can even grab your belly and just kind of shake it a little. Shake it a lot. I'm shaking it a lot. And just, you know, just kind of grab a hold of your belly and just, it's wonderful. This is your belly. Your belly is a part of you. It serves you. It is there. And then move up and kind of put your hands around your rib cage. Like, yeah, there you go. That, your rib cage has lungs, which allows you to take a breath. So let's take a breath. Put your hands on your rib cage and take a breath. You feel your rib. Hi, it's okay. So yeah, as you breathe in, feel your rib cage move out, and then bring it in. With each breath, say thank you. I can take a breath and let it out. We're going to switch over to our hands now. Our hands. Our hands do so much to us. We don't really take the time to look at it and go, thank you. Just feel your hands. You take each finger. Move it around in the joint. How does it feel? Maybe there's some pain there. Like, oh, thank you for the message. I'll see what I can do for you. Maybe it just feels good to touch your hands. You know? Stretch them. Okay. Now hold your arm out and just grasp a hold of your forearm and moving up through your elbow and up to your upper arm and see it, recognize it. You know, this time of year, I'm grateful I can have a long shirt so I don't see my bat wings, but I still love them. It's my body and it's all telling me a message. And we thank you for the gift. I thank you for the gift of everything you've done. Our arms and our hands, they stroke, they wipe a brow, they nurture. Our arms rock and cradle, we hug. If you're like Rich, we dance with it. If you're like Sandy, we dance with it. Yeah, babe. No, yeah. They serve us well. So now go underneath your armpit, around your breast area. Yeah. You know, do a little thymus thump. Get that immune system going. If it's a little tender, that's saying, oh, some immune system work needs to be done. So your thymus thump, it's right here.
Joining and configuring your audio and video within a Zoom meeting can be quick and easy. If you see,
there we go. All right, and now stroke your throat, feel your throat. You can go down right where your thyroid is, both front and back. Just give yourself a little neck rub there. Your neck holds so much together. It has a big job, and your throat allows you to speak, allows you to share, to sing. It's part of your breath. Okay, let's just move up into our face. Stroke your face. It's a beautiful face. How many times do we look in the mirror and just see all the wrinkles and the blemishes and age spots? But you know what? It's a beautiful face. Send your face some love. Mwah. And that goes your lips and your nose, which allows you to take a breath. Eyes, which allows you to see the beauty of the world. Your forehead, which is part of your thinking. Okay, maybe take your fingers and kind of, oh, now I'm going to really make my hair lovely. You know, just kind of feel your scalp. Wake it up. La, 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 la. Yeah, if you do tapping, you can do a little tapping there. You might start to feel your body really just kind of buzzing now. Like, we're awake, Mom. Okay. Shake it out, yeah. I feel like I should be Maria here. Okay, so if you want to open up your camera, go ahead and do that now and your microphone and share. How do you feel? And like I said, I would love it if you could be on camera. Then we can see each other. Community is so important here.
I feel awake and alive.
Yeah.
Better. Much better.
Yes.
More awake.
More awake. Yeah.
Less stressed.
You know, and it didn't take that long, did it? Just really sink into who we are. And I'm glad you got your audio fixed, Linda.
More self-love.
Yeah.
More self-love.
Yeah.
In a nice, lovely way.
Yeah. You know, if we could start every morning, and maybe part of that could be having your vision board where you can see it, you could start every morning loving yourself and realizing what a gift you are. You know, just maybe the wrapping paper got a little wrinkled, or the ribbon needs to be straightened out a little bit, but it's still a beautiful gift, right?
Yep.
And that's just so important. And it was important to me that as you come to the vision board workshop, that you feel yourself, that you have this understanding of you, your spirit, the essence of who you are, because it's going to start to show up here. And the more you do something like this, and maybe you do journaling or other pieces along with it, the more you show up. And quite frankly, the world needs each and every one of you. It cannot function without you. We were all designed to be here for a purpose at this time. So my role here is help you with that. Okay? Does that sound too weird or okay? Yeah, like Lindwall says, we're here about feeling our vision. You know, too many times we do a vision board and we try to fit in what we think we should be, and so we're just utilizing this brain and we're not feeling who we should be. If you do your vision board with that type of an attitude, you will, it will be as flat as that board. It will have that energy of who you really are. It's kind of like, I don't know, I have noticed when I've written a letter that, and I'm angry, maybe not even at the person that I'm writing to, but if I have, they get it and they're like, what were you so upset about? And I'm looking at their letter going, there was nothing in there, but they felt it. And so that will go forward into your vision board. So I want you, and I know that sounds probably kind of strange, but I want you to love yourself and the vision of who you are as we move into the next phase of the vision board. So is everybody on board with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Any questions? Has anybody done a vision board before?
Yes.
Excellent. I hope this is a little different than anything you've ever done before.
Wonderful.
I'm going to try and make it different.
And that's exactly why.
I've been thinking about that, how I can make it different.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it different because it is yours. It is uniquely yours. It isn't just about, I have a bunch of different boards. And the one I brought up, because it's one that's only half finished, it has to do with kind of my kitchen and flowers and greenery. You know? And so, but I have a vision board for cars. I have a vision board for the garden, but I'm starting a new one, and I'm not ready to share it yet, but it has to do with me, my heart. And so I will post it on our Facebook page when I get a little more done. Not that it's going to be perfect, but I'm still fitting into that particular vision. But that's what this is going to be. I want this to be what your heart is for yourself. Because, you know, and you're like, well, that's really weird. How is that going to fit in with ERC and helping me to do that? because it helps you to remember, why did I sign up for this in the first place? You know, right now I'm in the depths of doing labs and protocols and supplements and all of this stuff. But I want you to remember, why is that all important? And, you know, so like Rich, I know Rich loves to dance. So maybe Rich has pictures of him dancing, but not just that. How does he feel when he dances? All right. Maybe you want to play with grandchildren. So you have pictures of grandchildren, but how does that feel when you're doing that? So does this make sense? Okay. Does anybody want to share what is coming up for them?
I just want to share that when I did a vision board in 2000, which I really wanted to send to you because I love it so much, and I look at it, I have it up, and almost pretty much everything came true, and it's kind of starting to fade. So, you know, I just love it. I think this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
What are some of the visions that actually came true for you, Sandy?
Well, one of the things I put on there, I love nature. And so I had this house, this little cottage house with a lot of trees and nature. And I wasn't really even thinking that I was going to live like that. And a year later, I found the perfect place in the Sierras. And I lived there for 2 years. I loved it. This board was done in a relationship class. We were all talking about, you know, wanting to be in a loving relationship. That took a long time, a lot more time to manifest, but finally it did about 4 years ago. So I have a lot of pictures about how, it's all about how I want my life, all the different sections, you know, relationship, nature, living. I only did a little bit on money.
Do you want to show it to us?
Yeah, how can I do that? I really wanted to post it so you could see it before, but this is probably...
Is it on the wall or where is it?
Well, I wonder if I can take it off the wall, which would be easy, and then just put it up like this. You think I could do that?
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it. And I also wrote a story of how I wanted my life, and I read it to the class. And the teacher was really very encouraging and positive. But the students, you can't do that. You never can do that. I'll tell you what I said. I wanted a man who would financially support me. So I didn't have to think about money so much, you know. I didn't have to struggle with it. And guess what? Nick came in and he is like, he can just manifest money like that. He doesn't manage it or pay attention to, you know, so much of the details. But he can just say, okay, I want $1,000, and he goes and gets it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. So, okay. Anyway,
we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have something I could share real quickly while she's getting that.
Sure.
More than 20 years ago, I for a long time, I thought it would be really lovely to have a second home at the coast, because I live on the Pacific, or in the Pacific Northwest, not far from the coastline. And I saw this poster, and it was whimsical. It was a little girl standing on a wharf, and then all these different varieties of whales, the beluga, the bluetooth, you know, the different ones were kind of all vertical lining up to give her a hug. And it was called the whale hugger. And I just thought it was so cute and fun. And I actually bought the poster and then looked at it. And I said, someday I'm going to hang this in a beach house that we'll end up finding and buying. And a dear friend led me, we drove by one time, we were at the coast scrapbooking at her beach house, and she said, oh, there's this great house for sale, and we saw the owner out on the deck knitting the sun shining, the flowers were at the pot. Of course, they lived there full time, but it happened. In 2000, we purchased a beach home. We've shared it with many other people. And that was more what it was about, was not so much the thing that I wanted, but I wanted the experiences and family gatherings or friendship and girlfriend gatherings, and also solitude. I visualize myself at this beach house by myself, and I'm going in 2 weeks for a week by myself, and I do it twice a year, a full week. In fact, I've extended to 8 days because sometimes a week is not enough. But that I do believe mm-hmm. when sports or athletes visualize them going across the finish line or accomplishing their particular feat, what they're striving for, that it makes a huge difference. And so I just translated that to other things in my life. And I'm a big believer in having something visual to mm-hmm. keep looking at. Mm-hmm. So for me, a vision board, which I've gotten away from and haven't had one for a number of years, kind of struggling through 3 times of terminal cancer, just kind of kept me focused full time. Even though I visualized myself well again, I didn't make a board. And I actually think vision boards are more powerful, more effective, more delightful, more fun, more everything. So thank you for offering this class.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm a big fan of them too. There's a couple of things that came up to my mind when you were talking. One is on Christmas Day, we didn't do anything on Christmas Day. So I watched this movie that I've been wanting to watch for a really long time called Under the Tuscan Sun. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes.
Okay.
Under the what?
Under the Tuscan Sun. And this woman gets divorced. Some friends offer her.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean,
so good.
She just started following those signs. She had an idea in her head of what she wanted. It didn't turn out anything like she thought it would turn out. But in essence, it really did.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoyed that. And then I forget what the other thing is. It must not have been important or it'll come up later. And, you know, it's just that idea of when we listen to that voice of ours that says, oh, you really like that. It just kind of pops out and says, oh, yeah. And you have two choices. You can either go, no. Or you can go, yep, I'm gonna follow it. You have no idea where it's gonna take you. But you're giving yourself permission to follow what's calling to you. And that's where the magic is, if you wanna call it that. That's where we belong. And so that's why I tell people every morning, if you do anything, put your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat and say, what's out there for me today? And just listen. And then follow what it tells you to do. Mm-hmm. That is going to help you do everything that's on your vision board or that you've been told by a coach or Dr. Eden Reed, whoever. You know, she'll say, you know, take these supplements, your coach will say, do this, drink this water, whatever. And you will say, yep, I need to be drinking my water today. And having that commitment and seeing it visually on your board will help you with that. All right, Sandy, we'll have the okay. big unveiling.
Let's see here how we can do this. Can anybody
You might have to show it. Yeah, you might have to show it to us in section.
Yeah.
You know what?
Air. That's nice. I love it.
I love it.
Nice job.
It's pictures and words.
A lot of words, because I'm really into words.
I'm not. Right. Oh, there it is. Okay, hold still. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at that.
I'll try and take a picture of it and post it in pieces.
Yeah.
so you can see it better, because you can't, you know, you get an idea.
No, I think it's great.
Thank you. The interesting thing, Lynn, I'm so glad you're doing this and I could join, because Nick and I bought a board to write down how we wanted our life, because we're going to move someday, we think. But anyway, that board's been above the bed, empty for like a year. So, hey, this is great. I didn't have to buy another one. Nick, we have one.
Yeah, that's right. You know, today is like a blank slate. And so now you can start to create what you want to see on it.
And the energy, the astrological energy is better for me right now.
Okay, there you go.
It's really good. It's opened up.
There you go. And so, you know, you can use this to do that. The other piece too, and I purposely didn't put a lot on this. This is one that I have just started recently because, you know, we're living here where it's
kind
of cold and snowy. So I like flowers, but I purposely leave blank spaces because then I write in here, I would see this here in my garden, or I would put this here on this part of my kitchen, or, you know, so I leave room to actually handwrite what I want, what I see. But, and just like you, and I'm writing a note to include in a email, like 3 or 4 months from now, have you checked the vision board? Is there anything that you need to change? What came true? You know, and this is, I have a friend who did it, and she'd been wanting to get a cat, but she wasn't sure exactly what kind of cat. So on her vision board, she put ideas and pictures for a cat. And lo and behold, you know, within a few months, she got her cat Lotus. And it was just, you know, what it fit. And the other thing with vision boards is it doesn't need to be flat like with pictures. Some people will put like pins, or, you know, it can be 3D, 3-dimensional. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just kind of giving, this is yours. This is your vision board, baby. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, and you can add to it. So, all right. So I'm going to stop for a moment and make sure there's no questions before we move on.
Can I just say something? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Lovely to see you. I've got a great big box, which I've opened up. So I'm going to use that to create a couple of vision boards for.
Perfect. I love it.
And it's great, your ideas of having different vision boards for different things. I did vision board in 2016 using the Shining Life business and life book. So I've created a vision board within those, one for business and one for life. And one of the ones for life, I had pictures of San Diego Medical Institute. And of course, I've just got back from taking my kids there. 2 weeks later, so I finally manifested that one.
Yeah, I was wondering, that was Sandy?
Yeah,
and it's warm.
It was warm.
And if all of you don't know, this is Allison, Allison Grimston. As you can tell, she lives in the UK. Some of you have Allison used to be one of our functional nutrition coaches.
Lovely to see Sandra and also Lynn Lowe, who I've both coached in the past. Nice to see you.
And there's Karen Marion. I think you know Mary Wolfe.
Yeah.
And
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So anyway, and Mary actually lives in Texas, and she has been a part of Dr. Rita Marie's team. Before, if you've ever been to a Shaman conference or Spring into Vitality conference, you would have seen her there helping us all out. So, anyway, and Allison, what was the name of that book?
So I've just got my delivery for this year. 2018, I didn't do one. 2016 and 2017, I did. And then because I wasn't focused on 2018, because I didn't have time to fill both of them in 2017, I decided not to get one in 2018, and really pleased to have one this year, because this year is going to be fabulous. So this is a business planning book. They also do a life goals book, and it's created by Leonie Dawson, who's based in Australia. And it's just great stuff for releasing the previous year, so releasing 2018. So there's all my stuff about what went well, what went less well, lessons from the year. Loads of writing, and including finances for the business book. And then here's all the stuff about 2019, pages and pages, and lots of bits to colour in, which reintroduced me to colouring in for the first time for like 30 years.
Colouring.
It never occurred to me that grown-ups were allowed to colour in.
Of course. You will often hear me tell people, you're going to get crayons. Markers, colored pencils, good old-fashioned crayons.
Yes.
When I homeschooled, I use Waldorf materials. And so my crayons are all beeswax crayons. And the name of the book, again, Allison, was The Shining...
It's My Shining Year.
My Shining Year.
Sorry about that. Yes, it's called My Shining Year, and I'll share the link. It's by Leonie Dawson.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, since everybody is aware of this and you should have all received at least one email, there were a few that went out, talked about having the board and maybe some pictures, scissors, the crayons, the markers, that whole thing. You actually went to a Waldorf school. Huh. You colored every paper. My kids loved it because with math, it was all about gnomes. And so my older kids really, really liked that.
When I went there, we had no textbooks. We made our own. They would give us a blank book for the beginning subject, and we would make our own books. And it was almost a competition between the kids to see who could make the best looking book. And literally, all the math books, all we were doing algebra at the time, and all the graphs were all colored and shaded in different colors and rainbows and trees.
I still have I use sketch pads, and that's what my kids, that's how they learn to read and write and do math.
I still have my books. I still have them. 60-something years later.
It was
50 years later.
And so we get to kind of tap into that part of ourselves now. My hope and my dream, my vision is that you take what's sparked here and continue it on. One art principle that... my children through what I learned in Waldorf. So you can do this here is dry painting. So it's wet paper painting, but you don't put the water in the paint. You use the oil paints, and then you wet the paper, and then you put the dry paint on there and just kind of see how it all swirls around and creates. It's beautiful. It ends up almost looking like pastels or something. Anyway, just more ideas for you to spark your creativity to how you can create this. So what we're going to do now is roll up your sleeves and get to work. I want you to take your vision boards and your pictures and start cutting. Now, they don't have to be squares. They can be round. They can be however you want them to be. Things can overlap. I have one child who's not like that. He's also the one who doesn't like his food to touch each other on his plate. So I'm just giving you permission, however you want to do it, that just go and be inspired. You can cut out pieces of paper. You can write words and cut that out and place that on there. Like I do, you can leave purposeful space so that you can write on the board itself. So we're going to take time now. You can either close your microphone or keep it open, or you can open it when you have questions or you have some aha moment. I did this in May just as part of my own business, and there was one person afterwards who just kind of did it and afterwards realized what she put on her board and was just touched. I mean, like, she hadn't seen her life like that until she actually stood back and looked at her board. So as these things come to you, feel free to share. That's what community is all about. So like I said, if you feel more comfortable shutting your microphone off and then speaking when you're ready, but pretend you're in kindergarten and you're in class with everybody and we're all working together. Actually, I may just mute everybody, and then if you want to unmute to say something, you can mute yourself.
Yeah, I've got something.
Yes, ma'am.
I started mine yesterday.
Cool.
What I'm going to do, can you hear me?
I can. Diana, yeah, I can hear you. Oh, you can. I can. I was hearing you. Yeah, your line is open.
We could hear you a minute ago, Linda.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I heard the whole time.
Okay, as soon as I hit that, I lost you.
Oh.
That's the trouble. I'll figure it out. I started mine yesterday. What is kind of cool is I'm rediscovering myself after losing my husband. And so this has been a journey since last spring.
Yeah.
And winter is a really good time for this because everything slows down. And I decided to take the whole month of December off. And I thought, okay, I remember who I was when I was 20. Now I've got to start this again. I was able to put a lot away and put it behind me during December. It was lovely. But anyway, and blessed. But yesterday I had a whole pile of magazines. You know, January's for cleaning now. This is the new start of the new year. And so I was really tired from hauling logs. I lost the furnace about 10 days ago, but it's okay. It's okay. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit on the couch, which I can't remember last time I did for an entire day. And I grabbed all the magazines and started to cut out what made me smile, what made me go, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I just started flipping through pages and cutting things out. Yeah. But what I'm going to do on mine for right now, because I think I've got a trip coming, is I started a notebook. And I have the writings in here and the pictures, because I think I'm going to be coming up your way pretty soon. But I want to take this with me so it will grow with me this year.
Okay.
You know, and then what I did in my bedroom is I put a bulletin board up so I can put everything else up there. So that's kind of my poster board. Is I've got a bulletin board up, and I can change it out or whatever. But I just thought I'd add that.
And I love your idea with the notebook. I would still encourage you to even now put it on a piece of poster board, or like Allison is using a cardboard box, and you can start with whatever size. Let's say you just want to start with something small, because. And then you have to put it up where you're at.
Well, that's it. I think I'm going to be traveling.
That's okay.
Just for right now, then I can move it to a board. But
that's okay. You can have both. There's nothing that says you have to do one or the other. So now just for today, you're making something that's on your heart right now. And yeah. you don't have to even take the pictures out of, you can leave the pictures that are in your notebook and take them with you. But let's see, what is your heart speaking to you today?
My heart's desire was to do this, and I got a notification last night that my daughter and the grandkids are heading up here. So I will be able to play with you guys.
Well, you know, they're not there now, right?
No, they're not there here yet. No, it's okay. Quiet.
I was going to say, you can always tell when my grandkids are over. So just take some pictures now and glue them on. And
I've got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. There you go. Just take a piece of, you know, it can just be the flap of a cardboard box and start putting it on there. And it might be something grand.
Okay. I'll go cut a piece of board out.
Okay.
See you in a minute.
All right. No worries. We got time.
I dug out three of my books.
And I saw your pictures and everything there. So are you... Oh, those are your Waldorf books.
Those are my Waldorf books from when I was 11, 12 years old.
Oh, honestly, I love them.
Look. Yeah, I don't know if you can see that.
I can see on there.
I still have them.
That's perfect.
This is taking me back. Now I need to start a new one.
There you go. You know, and that's such a great idea, great concept. One of the things, speaking to Waldorf, is that we would read, so with Waldorf, to learn the letters, you would read a fairy story, and then you would use something in that story. So like there was one with a little girl in a haystack looking for a spindle. So A became the haystack with the spindle stuck through it, and the little A was her head with a little flip of her hair. And so the kids would draw that, and then we draw a picture from the story. So how many times do we read something, but it stays stuck in their head? What if you drew a picture, or did a book review, or did something, whether it's to write it in your journal or whatever, get it out of your head and feel it and express that.
I really enjoyed their system, and I carried it with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Just a year and a half, I got to go there. And then when my dad died, we couldn't afford it anymore. My mother was also in the teacher's training program.
Yeah, I saw you said that. Yeah, I did. I homeschooled, so.
That's great. Well, their system is very much set up almost like a homeschool situation. They do it totally differently with the subjects, with the main lesson being the big block.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of attention going. It follows
the natural development.
Yes, it does. In a curiosity level of that subject matter for like 3 weeks, and then you move on to a different subject. And so the kids don't get bored to death. And then every day we had eurythmics, the exercise, the music, everybody got to play the recorder whether they wanted to or not. Everybody had the whole afternoon was filled with home economics, wood carving. Boys learned to sew by hand with a needle and thread. And it was just
whole hands. Well, it also kind of followed a Chinese medicine clock, which says that we are more active in the morning. That work should be done like from that 9 to 11 time period.
That was the hour. That was the main. What did they call that? The main lesson.
Yep.
Main lesson. Yeah. And that's when these would come out. And what we would do is just spend that 2 hour block listening to the teacher. We learned how to take notes, and then we would have to go home and write the story that as we heard it. So there was our writing lessons and our English and our spelling and. It all incorporated, and like I say, these books literally became a competition to see who could come up with the coolest stuff.
Yeah.
And boy, does it draw out that creative aspect. But you're right, the morning lesson is that.
And you're feeling it. You know, it isn't just your brain saying that's an A, that's a B. You know, you are feeling that those letters are part of the story, and you feel. So words, communication, has a feeling to it.
Right, and at every level of your being, it's totally encompassing.
Exactly.
Everything. So that's it's a very interesting educational system, and like I say, I carried it through my life. I was seventh grade, which was a turmoil period in your life anyway. You're going through that teenage change thing with the hormones starting, and it was just like the perfect timing. Of course, everything in my life has happened, good and bad, both, or always seem to be always at the perfect time, the perfect moment, and we all do that, even through the moments that aren't so wonderful. We learn a lesson. And we
they're all lessons to be learned.
Absolutely. And, yeah,
I'm sure a cocoon breaking out of its a butterfly breaking out of its cocoon probably has some pain, but there's beauty afterwards. And it's this is the same concept with this vision board, is for you to feel your life, not to just wake up and go through the motions of all the protocols and things that you've been given by either Dr. Reedham or your coach. You know, you wake up, you drink water, you take your supplements, you do the movement. It's how are you feeling about that? What's the feeling? How is your spirit feeling as you're living your life? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, is living our life.
Yeah. This has been the most amazing experience. So that's almost a year since we have met.
Yeah.
Starting with Sweet Spot was February last year when I got involved in this. And met all these other lovely ladies, Sandy and Marcia. Let's see, who else is left over from Sweet Spot? Who else came in from Sweet Spot? That's all we've got for today. But, yeah, there's a very, very serious healing going on at so many levels. And it's been, yeah. It all goes back, it brings right back to the Waldorf, this little bit. And that right now, I don't actually have my supplies for the board right now. But after talking with Linda this morning, and she was telling me about her scrapbook idea that she's making the books, that now there's something I could do right now. I'm in just turmoil and I don't have the energy to go dig up the supplies, but yeah, sure. I've got my ideas and I'm just going to enjoy watching all you guys today and taking notes on the vision things I want to include and look for.
You know, if you have a piece of paper, you can even like just make some notes. Like this is what I'd like to see here. This is what I'd like to see there. And just kind of sketch in what it is you'd like to see.
That's what I did. I've got my notebook right here.
Okay.
It's gonna start filling in.
All right.
Thank you for this lovely idea. Like you said, it's getting me back to my little roots. Oh my gosh. This is one of the happiest things that I recall, one of the happiest years of my life. It's because, for goodness sake, chemistry book. You know, we did mostly experimenting in seventh grade with some of the minerals and burning them to see what they did with our, you know, Bunsen burner flame. And they turned all different colors. Oh, it was so exciting.
Anyway. I love that idea.
Yeah. Oh, cool. We have food. Dennis just came home. I'm going to turn my microphone on.
Okay.
So you can't have to hear any more of bouncing around.
I'm looking up some ideas for Sandy about what to do with glue. I know they make these dots. I'm trying to look here. Because I will admit, I use Elmer's, and I didn't think about that.
Well, I love this because mine is about beauty and the house I want to live in. And the first thing, one of the first things I found was this.
Oh, place, I love it.
A place to put things. That's really what I want. A place to put things because I'm a piler. I mean, I'm organized. I'm organized and I can usually find things, but I can't find things when they're all over the place in piles and everything. When I saw that.
This is actually two different pictures. I put them one on top of the other. And then
when I saw that, Lynn, I said, oh, yeah, you're right on the same wavelength as me because that is what my board is about.
I love it.
Thank you. All right. We'll keep clipping here. This is great.
I like your idea, too, of beauty. You know, it's not just about the, you know, what the house is looking. It's like, what is appealing to you for beauty? And that's okay.
That's my word. That's my word for today.
I love it.
Thank you. Well, the very first one came up was beautiful. But then I cut out the one on the other side accidentally. But I like it too. What attracts you? What attracts you? So I have to see how it goes. All right. Keep looking here. This is amazing. Already it's amazing.
Speed catalogs.
Yes.
Something.
I didn't want to cut mine out because it's like, oh, but I like them.
Yeah. Well, Baker Creek will never get cut up. Never. But this last year's from Territorial.
There's a good idea.
Because I got this year's now. So.
That's Baker a good Creek's idea.
My coffee table green book. So Baker Creek will never get cut up. Their catalogs are too beautiful.
See, and I'm like that with Seed Savers.
Yeah, oh, that's another one. Yeah. That one just came in, though, so I don't think I have last year's. I just grabbed this one out of the piles. Ooh, I can.
Would you enter the names of those different magazines, both you and Lynn, on the chat, please? I'm not getting them written down fast enough.
Ooh. This one is just an old seed catalog from last year.
Okay.
I've got this year's are starting to come in, so I have them. Last year's are still on the coffee table in case I need a reorder. So just go through any of your last year's because the new ones are starting to come in to replace them. This seed catalog. This one is Territorial. Seed Savers is a great one, and then the Baker Creek is just like it's a coffee table book of just gorgeous, gorgeous photographs. I would not want to cut that one up. I've got all of them. In my collection. There you go. Lynn just put a little list in there. Seed Savers Territorial Baker Creek. This is Baker Creek. Look at the color photograph on there. That is amaranth. I ordered some. And then here's the back cover. Let's yeah, this is what I'm going to be ordering this year.
I know. I've already been playing with mine.
I got $75 worth yesterday. They had free shipping.
So I also have my Farmer's Almanac gardening calendar, which I know next year I'll probably be using. And so like, you know.
Oh yeah. There you go.
January, February.
Oh man.
I know.
I wouldn't want to write on it.
Oh, no,
those are frameable. Those are every one of those. You could wallpaper rooms with those things. It's so gorgeous. Photography is unbelievable. This is last year's.
I don't have Baker's Creek.
You don't have Baker's Creek?
I don't have Baker's Creek.
Oh,
I'm going to have to. No, I'm going to have to now.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. The Lufa Gourd, yeah. That, I kind of wrote that down. Sandy, I put a link in the chat for a natural, it's called contact glue. Maybe we can ask Allison to, it's from the UK, so maybe she can get it for us. And it says it's a breathable natural glue made from water, rosemary oil, azolinone, natural latex, glycerol ester, milk casein, xanthane, and linseed oil. So that's one I found. I'm looking still. Okay, now I know this is odd, but this is a natural lash adhesive. I bet it would work the same. It uses something called Pululum, which is a natural ingredient. Let's see here. I'm just reading a little bit about it. Yeah, it's a natural compound which is derived from certain fungi. It forms into an elastic adhesive film. It's a completely biodegradable compound. It's non-toxic, non-carcinogenic.
morning.
Thanks for those links. I was trying to copy them and put it in my email because that's how I'm organized and I don't lose things, but it wasn't working. Then I almost lost you. Do you remember how Marcia said you can save something?
So if you click to where it says, let's see, where does it say? It's probably going to be different for me. I think there's like a more button.
There's save chat.
Yeah.
But where does it go?
It goes into your computer, so onto your downloads.
Oh, downloads? Okay, downloads. All right, I'll just do it that way.
And I'll make sure that they include the chat
before I could do a copy thing. Chat saved. Okay. So, okay. Look, you know what? Talking about that gal with a cat, and she put different cats up there, gave me the idea of the houses and the kitchens and all. So then I found, oh my God, a gorgeous, gorgeous kitchen, way better than the other one I found.
Keep adding to it.
So that's what I'm going to do. Just cut out a bunch of kitchens.
There you go.
The universe will send me the right one.
That's right. And your ideas may change. I did this with somebody once, and they loved gardens. So they had this vision board full of gardens, and they were going to do all this gardening. And then they realized how much work it is.
Yeah.
And so then what they envisioned is visiting botanical gardens. And smart, you know. They also added to it somebody coming in to help.
That's very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
So that's why this is so good, because it allows you to really get into your vision, what it's all about.
Right, and then let the universe guide you to where.
Well, and then it gives you. What it does is it tells you more, you know, so you think you want this. This is what it looks like. And it may be right now, this isn't what I have for you.
Okay, I'll be quiet again.
You're good.
what's happening to me, because I can get scattered so easily, is that it's helping me focus. Okay, remember what you're doing. And then I can cut something out for another board that relates to something else, because I'm focusing on, you know, beauty and the house and the garden, my environment. I'm focusing on the environment.
It makes complete sense to me. And what I encourage you to do right now is to just, what speaks to you?
Okay.
You know, cut those out. It doesn't have to follow an order.
But I just cut something out. Wow, you look so much younger. Because, you know, I wrote about my hair the other day. And because I really like this. But it's not for this board. So that's okay.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is to feel.
I just always love having you at my side. I just love you. I just love you, Glenn. All right, I'll be quiet again.
No, that's okay. Now I'm going to start crying.
Well, me too. I'd give you a hug if you were right here.
That's right. Well, maybe we'll do that sometime.
We will.
Yes, we will.
Hello.
Hello.
Done the first one.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Martha.
You got
oh.
it.
Oh. I love it. Can you share what it's about? I see lots of green. Which
It's a combination cut out. You know, when I was in Devon, I visited two farms in October. So this is a combination from the particulars of both farms and houses. So there's river footage, countryside, Devon countryside, proper farm building. So this is a cattle yard. So it's to represent that it's a proper farm, not just for the appearances. Beautiful kitchen with loads of space to work in, amazing sunroom where I can hold mastermind groups and things, outdoor swimming pool, converted barns, nice picture of the house there, or one of the houses there.
Yeah.
One of the barns there that can let out as a holiday let, massive gardens, and a building. Can you see that?
Yep.
That's a converted barn that I can use for the yoga retreat.
I got more stuff to put in my board.
And the words have got Dartmoor National Park, Chagford, Devon. And then it says a delightful non-listed property. It's important that it's not listed because then you can't make any changes to it. A delightful non-listed property surrounded by its own land in a glorious Dartmoor setting. And also written in all about 130.76 acres because we don't want it less than that or it wouldn't be viable. So it's a combination that's for both Guy's aspirations and my own. So that's to manifest where we move to in Devon.
So if you bought that property though, they're saying you couldn't make changes?
That one is, what I've cut out is that it's non-listed. So I said a delightful non-listed property. Okay. So I cut out where it says non-listed, because when they're listed, it's much more difficult to make any changes, to get planning permission for changes, to you have to use, it's much more expensive, everything you do. So.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Now I've got more ideas. So we're going to kind of start wrapping up this part of it. It doesn't mean you have to stop and never do it again, but what I'd like to do next when, you know, in the next 5-10 minutes or so, is show you how you can use this to actually do it so that it's not just this dream. You know, you can dream about having those plants in your garden, that you have the energy to get out in your garden and do this, that you have this, you can do the thing so that you can actually have this farm, that that you show up, that while you stories have happened in your life, they are there because they brought you to where you're at now. It's not that you should release them and let them go and never think about them, because they are a part of your life. They have taught you things. So we look at our vision board and go, wow, thank you, everything, for bringing me here. And, you know, and so we're going to talk about that. Okay, so while you can continue working and just listen, however you want to do it. But the next piece, again, this is where I think what I offer is just a little different. There may be others who offer this piece as well. But it's to take this feeling, just close your feeling. How do you feel right now as you're putting your dreams on? And to take this feeling and have it show up every day at some point in time in your life so you remember and you do these things. So for Allison, she's got this beautiful vision board of her farm. So she's been there. She's got the flyers. She knows what that's all about. So what are some things that Allison can do to make that real? Maybe there's some budgets to be done. You know, maybe there's getting her own house ready to be sold if she needs to buy that. There are pieces, there are action steps that need to happen to make that vision come true. And so you can make a to-do list. She's got that great book that she can start writing things on. But then write it on your calendar. Whether it be Saturday, talk to my husband about the budget so we can do this. Whether it be spending 15 minutes a day cleaning out something so the house is ready to be sold. Whatever it takes, that's what you do. If your health is such that the idea of that you're worried about if you're going to get out in the garden and have the energy to work, it's like, what do I need to do to make that happen? It will give you the momentum, make you more committed to doing a water fast, to giving up coffee, to taking your supplements, to doing a stinking enema, you know, whatever it is that has to be done. I don't know. Just throwing things out there. I threw that out there simply because somebody was just asking me about enemas, so it was on the frontal of my brain. And whatever it is, it's like, okay, that wasn't meant for you, Diana. It was really, honestly. But if it works, okay, there you go. Whatever it is, you remember, why am I doing this? Because I want to have the energy so I can be outside and work in my garden. It helps you as you flow. We're not pushing anything. We're understanding the feeling we have when we look at those pictures of the seed catalogs in the garden, of the farm, of a beautiful house. It's how do we feel? And so we flow into it, because too many times I hear people, especially right now, they're doing juice feasts and water fasts and everything, and it's like, man, I am feeling lousy, but I'm going to push it through. I'm going to offer you another feeling. The feeling of flow, the feeling of understanding yourself and your body and your spirit, so that you have that conversation that says, yep, this guideline says I should be doing that, but how am I feeling? Because this is how I want to feel. I have done coffee enemas. They are not hard to do. And I had never done one. The first time I did one was last spring, I believe. Dr. Rita Marie and I were doing a liver cleanse together, and I happened to be at her house for a conference. I was in one bathroom, she was in another, just in case anybody was wondering. Nobody, we did our enemas on our own, but I'd never done one before, and it was wonderful. So it was not, I'm just offering my experience. It was not a hard thing to do. But again, it's how do I feel? How can I take this feeling to help me and encase me, wrap me in this big old pink fluffy blanket of compassion as I move through to what I want? Because right now, I ain't feeling so good. It's hard. I feel like it's hard, but I want to feel good. And so you look at your vision board and remember, this is why doing this is on my calendar. Because it has to show up in your calendar. And if you feel resistant to it being on your calendar or something more concrete, ask yourself what's going on. Now, just because you put it on your calendar doesn't mean that if something happens, you know, you have to switch the time. But you switch the time, you don't remove it. You know, let's say you have every day at 2 o'clock, you're taking your supplements or you're eating your supper or whatever, but you get an appointment, there's a call, there's something, it's like, oh, this is important because it's taking you towards this vision board. I'm just going to switch that time. You know, I've got a couple of different planners. I've got this one here. It's got, you know, all my little tabs and everything for the month, as well as the weeks and everything. It's got, you know, all sorts of little lovely things for me to use to do. I have another one I just recently got. Oh, maybe I was using it already. So it has all the moon phases and a place for me to write down, like tonight, here it is. So this is another one I have. And, you know, it has in here, you know, places for me to write down, you know, so like this one says the week of May 19th. You know, after you make your new moon wishes, you know, pay attention. And so then I write down, what are my intentions? You know, it has a full moon forgiveness list. Full moon is the best time to look through your list of things you need, things or people to forgive. And so it's like, so. And so Sandy has put pictures of an iMac or a computer on her vision board because her computer pooped out, so she's on her phone. And and then it's like, okay, what are the steps I have to take to get a computer? You know, colonics, if you don't want to do an enema, you can schedule a time to do a colonic. I have to drive 3 hours to do a colonic, so it's not something I do on a regular basis. Like, let's see, probably close to 30 years since I did a colonic. But it's that type of thing. It's like, okay, if doing a colonic or an enema is something because I want to feel this way, what do I have to do to help me with that? Does any of this make sense? Does anybody want to share their vision boards and what they want and how they can have it show up in their life?
Well, I can.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
So basically, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
Art. I want to be in nature. Mm. In reflection, and I wanna clean my garden, my body.
your internal ecosystem flora.
Yeah. And I wanna plant and sow new life into it and bloom.
I love it.
So
I love that.
It was fun. Oh, and I want to be in the present now.
Now, I love it. And the reflection and those pictures. I mean, the moment you started showing them, just suddenly my body just relaxed. So, so tell me again about some of those things. So you want to be now in the present, have time for reflection, have time for fun. How are you having that show up in your life? Where does that show up on your calendar?
Well, right now we're traveling quite a bit, so I'm having quite a bit of fun when I'm traveling. But then I come back, and then I have to work, so I can go and have fun again.
So that's a really great point. When you may have heard this story. When I first started with Dr. Rita Marie, even though I was a health coach, I didn't have any clients. So I knew I wanted to do her program. So I was waiting on tables and at a barbecue restaurant, no less. It's kind of a combination truck stop barbecue restaurant. You know, people would laugh because they'd ask what I ate there. And I'm like, nah, I don't eat here. But the idea and what kept me having joy and fun in that is that I knew what that was carrying me toward. It was not a forever thing. I just knew that. And so, you know, just know that as you're working there and you look at your vision board, it's like, yeah, because all that's going to help me to have fun and a place to reflect and relax and be in the now. And when you're in the now, even when you're working, there can be joy found there. Mm-hmm. It, because it happens in unexpected places with unexpected people. And I just love that you've shared that. So you've got work obviously on your calendar. How do you have taking time for reflection?
I'm dealing with this issue with the histamines in my eyes. Mm-hmm. So I do these compresses. So every day I do it in the morning and in the evening, and I meditate while I do that.
Okay.
So I just two birds with one stone.
You know, that, and it, you know, it will carry you through because you remember why you're doing this. And any time that you're given any other ideas to help you, you always remember why is this. And you hold on to that feeling. How do you feel when you're in that reflective, contemplative state? How do you feel?
It feels good. I mean, I feel more connected to me, to the world, to my body, you know, to, you know, some days are better than others. The truth is, you know, some days I'm very distracted. The other thing I do is I have an alarm on my Fitbit to remind me to move out and breathe, take deep breaths. So sometimes, you know, I hear it and I'll do it, but not all the time. So those are important moments for me to reconnect with myself.
And when you reconnect, so like you talked about taking a breath, and it's that moment not just to take a breath, but notice, like we did this morning, it's not like you have to take that whole time to do that mm-hmm. thing, but just notice, how is my body feeling? Is my jaw tight? Are my shoulders tight? What's my neck like? What's my stomach like? Just take a 10-second inventory and go, oh, how am I feeling?
Yeah.
And because sometimes just acknowledging that you're feeling relaxed or uptight or however you're feeling, again, it's connecting, like you said, that feeling in your body.
Yeah, what I notice too is I tend to have all my stress on my neck and shoulders, and lately it has been a lot better. Almost inexistent. It's there, but it's not like so it has been really, really good being more present.
Excellent. Yeah, anything you can do, and then remembering why this is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was on your board, and you knew how you felt when you were there, because you relaxed. I see this yellow, you know, and that little kind of a pond with the lily pad, and it's just being there in that moment. It's just, it makes the phone calls and the book work and all this computer work that you have to do. It's all okay.
Yeah.
Because your body remembers what it's like when you look at those pictures, and it just physically reacts because you have that mental image of what those pictures are like. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm there. the vision board is the best drug there is. I don't know how else to put it, because that's, you know, it, you know, I'm sure there are studies, I just haven't read them, about how it affects our neurotransmitters. You know, I know that for those of you that are in ERC Elite, next month, Dr. Rita Marie is going to be doing a call on the brain program, and we can always ask her, because she has all the answers. Thank you. How do you feel now about your vision board?
Yeah, it was a fun exercise.
Good.
I could spend hours, you know, because in general I would draw on it, you know, if I had more time.
You know, you can take this vision board and maybe put it on a bigger board, and maybe draw around it, or do it. Just, you can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can take what you have created today and schedule on your calendar in 3 months to do another vision board and see where you are. But it's all about taking what's on your vision board and making it happen.
Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you. Anybody else want to share?
I'll share.
Okay, great.
Well, this is my first time, and I'm very limited on my my literature from cutting out of. I have sports magazines that primarily skiing, outdoors, hiking, so I was kind of limited, except I did have a healing magazine. And what I put on my board is what you can see.
I love here. It. Okay. Because I know you like skiing.
Yeah, that's a primary.
So now you know that you need to get more magazines.
Yeah, I have to expand a little. But on my left-hand side here is from my healing ministries, and it's great because it kind of encompasses where it talks about love, healing, prayer, miracles, prophecy, listen, the power of Jesus. That's a group that I'm very involved in weekly. And then I have my Where To Next, which came from my outdoors hiking magazine, which shows a bunch of hikers going along a path. And I need to vary where I actually go up into the White Mountains. I always pick my favorite trails because that's what I like. So I need to pick out a little more variety in different areas. Different experiences. I have a woman skier here because I pretty much ski by myself, so it would be nice to have a companion to go skiing with. Also, I was thinking about maybe when I retire, get on the ski patrol team because I enjoy being on the slopes so much. And then I have just a caption here which says, New Year, New You. Live healthy, live life without pain. That that jumped out at me, and I've really got an issue with the ball of my foot, which really is baffling me, even though I've been going to some doctors, and I've got a joint there in the ball of my foot that just will not quit with pain, even though I laid off for about 4 weeks of dancing, and I got to the point where I was without pain. I was walking without pain, which felt just fantabulous. But I went back to dancing, had a great time New Year's Eve, 4 or 5 hours, and right now I'm gimping along again.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, our feet carry us forward. Then you can what am I afraid of, right?
Right, exactly. So I've got to be more careful there and just figure it out.
So if you were going to take that and put it into an action plan or put it in your calendar, what are one or two things that you would do?
Um, I think the most important one might be the trying to eliminate the pain from my foot. So I took some action where I went to a foot doctor, and he did some things where he gave me this soft splint, and I wore it for a month, and sure enough, it worked until I, you know, started getting active again with the dancing and walking, fast walking. I don't run anymore, which I miss, but anyway. So what I can do is, for that one there, is just follow up with the doctor and see what the next step is, whether we get some x-rays or some other tests done to see, get closer to what maybe what the issue is.
Right. You know, make sure you come to the calls that you have access to with Dr. Rita Marie. You know.
That's a good one, yeah.
Ask her those questions. So making sure those calls show up on your calendar. Making sure that you have the anti-inflammatory herbs like turmeric or ginger that you're including in your meals. So again, you're going to list that on your menu planning and on, you know, making sure that you are making your meals, having that show up on your calendar, whether it's you do once a week, you make food or however you do it.
Yeah, that's a good one right there is meal planning. Yeah, those are good thoughts.
So, yeah, and so they're good thoughts, but now we take them from thoughts into making them actions.
Correct, yeah.
All right. So what I would love to see is that when we finish this call, that everybody has their calendars out or their planners or their Google calendar or however they do it, and they start penciling in what they're going to do from their vision board. If you have a partner or kids or whatever, sit down with them. You know, if you have a support system with friends, sit down with them and say, this is what I'm committing to do, and I'm putting it on my calendar, and what I'd like you to do is check in with me now and then. You know, you can put it on the Facebook group. Come to the calls. Do your journals. Whatever it is that you need to do to help you, because you are not alone. Very important for you to hear this. You are not alone. Does everybody hear that?
Yes.
Thank you. I make my kids do that. Look at me, look at me. I'm telling you this. Do you hear me? Nod up and down. Yes, they hate that when I do that. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have made you do that either. It's really important from my heart to yours that you know you are not alone, that you have an amazing vision, each and every one of you, and you were given it for a reason. And so putting it down here is important, and then sharing it with us, incredible, courageous, thank you. And now acting on it, that's a hero's journey right there. And as you share it with us on whatever Facebook group you're on, know that we will be there to support you.
How do you, in the Facebook, I'm not the best Facebook person for inputting information, except for maybe I can make comments. How do you add a photo? Now, I looked forever on the Facebook page. It had video, had this, that, nothing about adding photo.
So I will share my screen here real quick. And
because you mentioned you want to see me in my tux and my big.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got it, but I can't. I didn't know. I couldn't do it.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the Facebook page and I'm there. So I'm going to share my screen here. so you can see. Okay, let me know when you see this.
You can see it now.
You can see it now. Okay, so here it says right here, we are write something. You'll have your picture there. Right underneath it on this side, it says photo. Okay, so you click where it says photo, and then you're going to go to where your pictures are, and then you click on it, and then open it, and then it will upload into onto this post here. And that's all there is.
Okay, is this the ERC Facebook?
Yep, this is the ERC Facebook page.
Wow. Okay, I must have been in the wrong Facebook because you're right. It says right there, add photo video. And I didn't have that on some Facebook I had. Must have been one of the other groups, but it didn't say add photo video.
Okay.
But yeah, now I can see how that's easy. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But it was a great question. Because see, what I commend with you on that is you're not letting something stop you from doing it. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Anybody else? Sarah, did you want to share your vision board?
Yes, I'd love to. Such as she is, right?
That's right.
I don't know if you can see this, but...
Oh, wow.
There she is.
I am in love with your vision board.
Move slowly.
Oh. Yeah. Can you do that again just a little more slowly?
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll start at the bottom.
Okay.
Food, a symbol of an elephant. I don't know what that is. More food, probably. That's a house symbol for a new home. That's my spiritual life meditator. That's money and love and light and peace and all that. And then there's more food, more health. And then that symbol at the top right there, has a lot of meaning for me, and it really symbolizes my office and my studio and going forth into the marketplace. And all the connections to the community. And also the online. I have a manuscript here and a website over, I don't know if you can see it. But anyway, there's a picture of a website and a picture of a book. So that's more specific. And the elephant has a lot of meaning for me. I had a dream recently where I was asking for information before I went to bed, you know, about my upcoming business, and an elephant came through the wall, and I got on her, and she took me through the garden hedge, and we went to elephant world. But anyway, doesn't make sense, but it does mean for me, they're matriarchal. I'm the matriarch of my family now, and so for me, it's a stable. I made her a happy elephant. She's happy. You know, they never forget. I like that. And so it is a very stable, solid family connection. And yet she's stepping off on one foot. It's also my groundedness, the power and there's a word on there that just says real, be real. You know, the realness of making these things happen.
Yeah.
That's what symbolizes for me.
So just so you know, one of the attributes of seeing an elephant is a blessing upon all new projects.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's so very cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. I love it. So how are you going to make that show up in your life, in the life, on your calendar?
Oh, well, one thing, you know, with the spirituality there and that elephant,
my intention is to start my day with my meditation, right? And then, so my intention also is like, I don't have a symbol yet, but I wanted to put something on there for timing, so that I'm not starting my day going to my ERC emails and spending 3 hours on there without knowing it, right? Instead, I'm coming in here and I'm going to schedule in a time early enough, but schedule in a good time to be online, for example. Yeah.
So write that down on your calendar.
Oh.
Physically,
okay.
Write that on your calendar. And that goes for everybody. Whether you write it on your physical calendar or you have a Google online calendar, I do both, because there is a connection between writing and your brain. I mean, first of all, your hand, the energy goes from your hand through your heart up to your brain. All right. So then you have the real head heart connection. There's just so many ways that it's good to do both. But when you physically write it, it makes it real.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Listen, my battery's low. I'm going to have to switch to another computer, just so you know.
Okay. And we're almost done. I just wanted to make sure if there was anybody else who had a vision board they wanted to share. Jeannie, okay.
Kind of.
Ah, I love this.
I can, if you can see it, I'll try to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Up at the top is family, because family is very important to me. The I'm right here, to me, that is, I'm just working really hard on being present in the moment and trying to not look behind me and not look ahead of me, but just, you know, appreciate what's going on. That was here where I had thank you. That is a reminder again of gratitude and, you know, just thankful for the good things that happen each day. The beach is really important, and that's a place where I go and I just, you know, my whole body changes, my mind changes, and it's a feel good place for me. Some of the sayings here, you aren't like everyone else. So, you know, don't compare, health, go with the flow. It all adds up. So each day, you know, you may not be perfect, but everything, each little thing you do adds up. Never stop improving. The future is here. We think about, you know, all the things ahead and, you know, it's right now. Let's, you know, take advantage of right now. ERC at the bottom, because that is, you know, that's my how. That's how I'm going to get there. Yeah, we all have our why, and, you know, why we're trying to improve our health and improve, you know, just our vision. And so ERC is my how. That's how I'm getting there. And then just, there's a few pictures of, I'm going to be me, relax and rejuvenate, girls night out, because my girlfriends are important too. Hilton Head is my, beach place that I love to go. And, there's just a few others on there, love and the importance of a smile for yourself as well as for others and how you might change someone else. There's some good foods down here, fruits and vegetables, and I think that's about it.
I love it. I'll tell you, the first thing that caught my attention, almost as much as the colors and the shapes, was the fact that it came off the board. You didn't confine yourself to the board. And I was like, oh, I love that. You allowed yourself to be off the board.
Yes.
So that was the first thing that caught my attention. So what would you take from that, and how would that show up in your real life?
I think for me, just a constant reminder of, you know, I still, you know, I feel like I work hard on trying to improve myself. And again, I always go back to the foods and the exercise, but what I've learned in ERC and what I'm working so hard on is just, you know, the relaxing and the being present and slowing down and, you know, appreciating and the gratitude. So I'm, you know, I think looking at the vision board will help me to focus on that.
Okay. So now Sarah mentioned something she does, and that's at night. She wrote down something she wanted to, you know, answers in her dream, but she could also write a gratitude journal. And so, you know, that's one way that, that you can release anything from that day so you can have that relaxation during your sleep. So having a journal by your bedside might be something to be helpful, as well as having, you know, even scheduling in, writing them down, breaks during the day, whether it's 30 seconds or 5 minutes or what, but you write it physically in your calendar that I'm going to take a break to look out the window, to do a heart math session, whatever. Because when you write it down, it just makes it real. Right. It isn't something that says, yeah, I'm going to do that. It's like, yes, I am going to do it, and it's showing up here.
Right. That's really good. Because the gratitude journal is something that I think I've said, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I do sometimes, but it's definitely not something I do every day, which is what I'd like to do. So, okay. Yeah, no, I do appreciate that and feel like I need to include that in my calendar because I do have a daily plan that I've been doing. And yep. I like that.
Yeah, I know you're really good with your planner.
Yes, yes.
And so this, I think, will just help you because now you've embraced that feeling of why. It's not just a checklist of things to do. It's a checklist of things that take you closer and more towards that feeling you've embraced.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to comment about your one comment on slowing down. That was key in my life when I've always been in a racehorse lifestyle. And then when I had my car accident, I went from racehorse down to zero in less than a second. And I'll tell you, I had 6 months to think about slowing. Well, not think about slowing down, actually slowing down. I had to change my whole schedule and my life. And boy, it was perfect for me. It was a blessing in disguise, and I'm so blessed that that actually happened. Now people think I'm strange when I say that, but it's so true because now I'm focusing on living in the present. And you mentioned that as well. Right. It's huge, and so I just wanted to sort of highlight and emphasize that as well.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, God will do that to us. When we're racing towards our what perceived goal is, he will put the brakes on real quick. You know, whether it be a car accident or some other event. Anybody else want to share their vision board? Okay. So what I would love to see, again, this is a personal decision, and this goes for anybody who listens to the replay. If you have a vision board that you would like to share with us, I know I would love to see it, and then share out what that means. You know, and if you don't want to put it on the Facebook group, maybe on one of the calls or something, you can share that. We can let Dr. Rita Marie know what you gained out of this, and she can see that. All right.
I would like to say, Lynn,
yes,
that this has been one of the most incredible experiences today. And what I really got for me is the creativity for myself and seeing what everyone else has done. I love the simplicity that everyone's done. But anyway, you know, I really want to be more creative, and I will, I mean, I do it in the kitchen. So this is another avenue, and I'm, it makes me feel very joyful.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I can't even talk right now.
Thank you. And being with all my beloved community is also wonderful. I just, you know, there are no words to describe the feeling. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. Unless somebody has anything else they'd like to share, we'll depart from here. And I wasn't sure. Did you want to share what that was, Diana? Nope. Okay. But carry this feeling with you. You know, Sandy was talking about feeling creative and joyful. Carry this with you. Really just close your eyes and remember what this feels like. And take this with you throughout this day, into the next week, into this year, through times that might feel not so joyful. Remember how you are feeling right now, when anything is possible, because it is. All right. Go have a beautiful day.
Right. To all of you as well. Enjoy the day. Good seeing you all.
Oh, wonderful day, everybody. Thank you. It was great, Lynn. Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. It was really, it was something that I'm so glad we did this together, because, you know, you so often want to do those things and you really don't take the time. And so I really am grateful that we did this together. It's wonderful.
In your own house.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lynn. It's been brilliant and gives a new perspective on the vision board. Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I love seeing your beautiful face again, Allison.
Me too.
Lovely to see you, Sandra.
Great. Thank you. It was absolutely wonderful. I think we got real deep. Appreciate it.
I have been touched by every one of you. You've given me more inspiration, and I know I'm wrapping this feeling around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the things I got from this. You've all inspired me and gave me ideas I hadn't even thought of. And I've been taking notes like crazy on my piece of paper. So picking up something wonderful from everyone. Everybody's so inspiring here. This is wonderful. I didn't really envision it was going to turn out this way, but I'm so glad that I came and that Lynn did this. Thank you so much, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Giving you a big cyber hug.
You know, Kimberly Ward said something on her recent talk that healing happens in relationships. And this is proof.
What did you say? I wasn't really listening. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it either.
I said the healing happens in relationships, Lynn.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. It sure does, actually.
Mm-hmm. And that's why community is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I know it's like we just don't all want to leave.
You can hear me then. Okay. So it's just my video that's not working. I've got it. My print, my
computer in, because that's the first I've realized that it's not working for some reason.
Well, it's worked in the past.
Yeah, it has. So I'm not sure what's going on, but my computer did get smashed a bit at one point. But you know what I've been doing is I've just been cutting out. I've been looking at stuff and just cutting.
Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not finished my vision board yet. I've just been looking through magazines. I put some magazines out, and I've just been looking at a bunch of different magazines and knowing what I want two vision boards to be for, and then just taking out articles and writing down words that are inspiring, and then I'll put it together.
Great. And I love your creativity that you bring to your life, and then when you share that, that just helps me, and I'm sure from the comments I've seen from other people that they're also inspired. So I hope you post it on the ERC Facebook page.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for this. This was great. It was fun. And it was fun doing it with my friend.
This great. Is a friend
of mine who we WhatsApp. She's visiting from Canada. And we WhatsApp. I have two friends on WhatsApp. And we just check in weekly, or, you know, every so often just we let each other know how our life is coming along, and it's great. Sometimes we do promises, and so we'll start that again, and this is a great way to start the year.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that just, again, speaks to relationships and support. Okay. Well, if nobody else is, I usually wait till everybody leaves. if nobody's going to leave, then, oh, that's your vision fireplace, Mary? I love it. Yep. I've got walls of books and things like that. That books are definitely on my vision board.
Mm. Yeah. Is Rick still there?
Rich? No, Rich. Yep, Rich left.
Was he talking about plantar fasciitis? Is that what he has?
No, it sounded like something different than that.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it's there's some similarity.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Big hugs, everyone.
See you later. Bye.
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 Bye. Huh.